Paper Moon by Joe David Brown, read by Laurel Lefko. Chapter 1. They say my mama, Miss Essie Mae Loggins, was the wildest girl in Marengo County, Alabama. I couldn't say about that. There's not much I remember about her at all. What I can recall are mostly little things, like how after she put polish on her fingernails, she would spread her fingers wide, hold out her arms, and go waltzing around the room while it dried. I used to try to do the same thing, and we both would laugh and laugh because I would get dizzy and tumble down. I remember one time a man she didn't like came to the house, and she took off her shoe and chased him right out the door. I've heard tell that little memories are the fondling kind. Maybe so, but I'm glad I have one memory about Mama that I know is important and worth keeping. It was the last time I saw her. That was 2 days before I was 6 years old. I was in the backyard with Callie, the colored girl, when she came out to kiss me goodbye. Maybe I only made it up, but I've always told myself I remember her exact words. Be a good girl, and mind Callie, and I'll bring you home a baby rabbit for your birthday. I do know she was wearing a green dress and had on a perfume that smelled like Cape Jasmine. When I smell Cape Jasmine today, I think of her. She was killed in an automobile wreck the next night, coming home from a house party down on the Black Warrior River. A man named Joe Clay Powell was driving the car, and he was killed too. He was a married man, so there was a big scandal. That's what started me traveling around with Long Boy Prey and helping him do business. But that's a long story, and I'll tell you about it later. The time I'm talking about, mind you, was a few years before and after Franklin D. Roosevelt was elected president for the first time.